I'm happy Christopher Putt is here. Chris has been here playing with John Binley a few times. He's played our solar concert series. After his first song, we'll talk a little bit about what his trip was like, among other things, because he came from some slippery and icy roads today. He plays in a band called Elk Hound that we'll talk about, too, in a little bit. But right now, let's just get started with a first song. Here is Chris Putt.
When you told me you had to leave, moving westward on the Arizona Trail. They said, good apart, don't you even worry. I'll see you in the desert land soon. And now he's gone so young. And now he's gone so young. Life was passing by so fast, didn't have a chance to speak. Well, growing up miles apart has its own rewards. But I was a fool, lost my cool in sin and misery. A good word from your brother was all I ever needed. And now he's gone so young. And now he's gone so young. On a Tuesday, oh, what a shock on my colored screen. I didn't think I had to find out this way. I knew you would tell me, brother, don't you even worry. I see you in the desert land soon. Now he's gone so young. And now he's gone so young. Oh, now he's gone so young. And now he's gone so young. So
that's Chris Putt this morning, and great song. Tell me about that song. I really liked it.
Well, that tune I wrote probably about 2 years ago now. A good buddy of mine, won't mention his full name, but my good buddy Matt, I went to school with. We were real good buds growing up. Definitely sort of the musical counterparts that whenever you grow up, you don't really find a lot of people that you identify with. And he moved out to Arizona sometime and had some deep, darker issues, and didn't really get to see him too much. And, eventually he's not with us anymore, but I figured, the best thing he can do is write a song in memoriam, as always. And that's what I do, is put my craft to use. So,
well, a lot of folks are able to identify with a song like that, too. There's a few folks it seemed like probably between the ages of 25 and 30, I lost a remarkable number of high school and college classmates due to tragedies. And I guess in part that's because if you're that age and you die, it usually is a tragedy. Car accidents, some overdoses, suicide in some instances. And I think having songs that help people understand that you're not alone in feeling this way, it's really important to be able to write a song. And also, risky isn't the right word, but generous to be able to share that publicly the way you have. Now, your trip in, you were mentioning, it's been a while. I haven't been on the road since about 4:30 this morning. Geez. They weren't so bad, but there was only one of me and a few other cars. You came in from south of Bridgeville or so today?
Yes, yeah. And, it was fine on the highways, but once I got off the North Shore exit, right around CCAC, they didn't do too much down there. Slipped a little bit. My parents won't be too happy to hear that. They've been prodding me to get some new snow tires here soon.
Well, you caused no problems.
No harm, no foul.
It, for what it's worth, I came down with a four-wheel drive vehicle today, and it was slipping, and its tires are relatively new. So you can use me as an excuse if you talk to your parents. You know, I'll even write you a note before you leave. after your next song, we'll talk a little bit about the band Elk Hound that you're in, and also some of your other work. What would you like to do next?
I think I'm gonna do a song called "Moving Onward." This is a traveling tune about one of my first experiences in my first summer in college, where I was with a group and. We did a little cross-country tour, and I say little as in it was all over the place, obviously. We went from all the way from PA to California, but it was one of those things where it was more of a sort of experience than it was a fiscal trip, if you will. And it was just a really, really great learning experience for me as a young musician after only really seeing a year of that professional music at Berklee in Boston. So, this one's called "Moving Onward," and I think you guys will pick it up. So.
Sleep with all wheels, they're humming below. Another tourist side, they're carrying the load. But I woke up puzzled, said, man, where we been? But we're moving onward to a whole other land. Hello to Kansas, Missouri to be fair. We're into Roadhouse, we played to blind stares. The faster we played, well, the drunker they were. But we're moving onward to California shows. Oh, breezy Bay Frisco caught me some fog. We're on to San Diego, the land of the sun. But I got off at LA, bright lights but no stars. But I'm moving onward, I'm moving on. Thank you.
windy Chicago, that's what I'm told. We sang a few numbers and back on the road. I'm wishing for peace. Well, I know I'm alone, but we're moving onward. But I'm going home. Oh, dirty old Austin, I missed you, my dear. But it's been so long now, I've counted the years. But it's all been worth it, just to be in your sights. I'm done moving onward, I'm home, all right. I'm home, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
It's Chris Putt at the Saturday Light Brigade, P-U-T-T, Christopher Putt. We put up a link to his Facebook page up on our Facebook page just now. Somebody liked it immediately. Let's you might know who that person is. Lauren, last name starting with D. Does that ring a bell? Mm. How about that? You've got an admirer already. Thank you, Lauren, for noting that. And before we talk about the band and what you're up to, you mentioned college a couple times. So did you grow up in the Pittsburgh area?
I grew up in Washington County, in Washington proper, I suppose. Went to Trinity in Washington, one of the big two.
Yeah, we've had kids from, high school students from Trinity here before.
Nice.
And then did you go to Berklee?
I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
And first of all, that's not an easy school to get into, so congratulations. Was guitar your principal instrument at the time?
You know, I actually went for bass, funny enough. My band director told me, he's like, oh, upright bass, that's a scholarship instrument. I was like, oh, okay, well, give it a shot. And, went for upright bass, which, any other school around the area, if you're a decent jazz bassist, you can get some scholarship. But I went to Berklee. That's a jazz school. I was not prepared for that. So I went up, did upright, a little bit of upright, eventually moved on to electric, all the while just – guitar was sort of my passion, so I just continued to play that all the time. Ended up doing a songwriting composition sort of major whenever I declared, and it was an interesting experience for sure.
Did you make it all the way through? There's a reason I'm asking that.
Yeah, I did. I know, surprisingly, a lot of folks don't through Berklee.
Berklee, I think, is I mean, this is true of all schools and people's, individual feelings and what they discover when they go to college. But even for the most talented musicians, I mean, Berklee has a particular vibe, pardon the pun, to it that will either be an environment in which you thrive, mm-hmm. or one in which you may not. And I'm glad that you had a good experience there.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I had my few months here and there where it was just, sort of breaking down, being like, oh, what am I doing? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this what I'm meant to do for the rest of my life? And it's tough whenever you take something in college, or rather in high school. I had no clue what I wanted to do, as a lot of folks do, I'm pretty sure. I got to senior year and it was like, well, you got to go to college. I was like, do I? I guess I do. Okay. it was, for me, it was either photography or music, and I did music longer, so I was like, oh, well, let's give Berklee a shot. My friend of mine went to the 5-week program, told me a little bit about it, and said how contemporary and sort of liberal the experience was up there compared to, you know, more local schools and stuff like that. And, you know, I wanted initially going in, I wanted a little bit more of a deeper experience regarding maybe electronic music or songwriting and stuff like that. And you don't really see those deeper facets of music unless you're at a specialized institution. So, you know, going to like Slippery Rock or something like that would, you know, would have worked. But I wanted a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, so. Slippery Rock is an amazing music school.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
And I want to mention that only because I don't know if many people realize how good a music school Slippery Rock is.
That was one of the main things growing up. We had their jazz band come in like every year whenever I was in high school, and it was just, you know, mind-blowing to see, you know, oh, man, there's this caliber of musicians just along the way, you know. So it was, you know, certainly an option. I just, I guess also the sort of getting away experience to be on my own, that was definitely one of those things I needed to see.
And Boston, for a musician, has got to be a great town to see and hear a lot of music and lots of different venues. But did you live in Boston after you graduated? Or
no, I excuse me, planned on moving to Nashville with a group that I was playing in, and that just, you know, all fell through the last minute. So it was like, well, coming home. And I had no problem with that, coming home. And thankfully, you know, I landed on my feet pretty quick. I landed just like a part-time retail job at a local music store in Bridgeville. And as I worked there, I started teaching private lessons and started getting into education, which is something I never thought I would do.
Are you still teaching now?
I am, yeah. That's my my main source of income is freelance private lessons. So that's where I'm at right now, is just playing out and teaching private lessons. That's just trying to scrape by and do the musician's life. So,
and many do it successfully, and I have no doubt you will as well. Chris Putt is who you're hearing. After this next song, I think let's talk about how you can access his music, more about his band. But after talking for a little bit, let's have him play some more. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. We are live today. It's December 30th, 2017. Tell you what, the other day I started to write 1987 on something as if it were current. Geez. That's not good. 2017. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do a song. One of my my main sort of partner in crime, Ryan, he wrote this song called Nothing Left to See, and we've been playing it for some time now. So I'm gonna give that one a shot, I think.
Dreaming this life away was fine, the way I felt before, but now I need some more. Feels like a time for moving on. What's here today will soon be gone. Sometimes the stars do not align. They catch you looking up, leave you feeling blind. Now you're living lost and out of reach. Head in the clouds, feet off the ground. Why do I always feel like there's somewhere else I need to be?
This world's not my home, and there's nothing left here for me. Sometimes there's nowhere left to fall. You reach for a window, you find a wall. Maybe a different point of view. Stop breaking down, stop breaking through. Dreaming this life away was fine, the way I felt before. Feels like a time for moving on. Why do I always feel like there's nothing left to see? A love that isn't real, but it's all that's left for me. That's left for me, yeah.
Christopher Putt, Chris Putt here, and somebody named Garvin wrote, relative maybe, there can't be that many Garvins.
That'd be my father.
Yes, I noticed by the same last name. mentioned that he's tuned in today, and Larry in Elwood City is enjoying listening to you live too. So you're playing in a band called Elkhound.
Yes.
Is Ryan, you mentioned him, is he in that band as well?
Yeah, my friend Ryan Kantner, he's the bass player, and we sort of write and sort of steamhead everything, I suppose. So we've been kind of putting this thing together for a handful of years now. It's tough to come by musicians that are willing to invest into creative projects, so we've been mainly a trio with our keyboard player, Greg Marchetti, coincidentally, who also plays in the Binley Hardware Company, John's group. And we just recently had a drummer join us, so we're ready to go.
That's great. Yeah. Who's your drummer?
Our drummer, his name is Lou, and he's coincidentally enough also a Berklee graduate. So he, a few years before me, mind you, but I met him through a friend of ours, David, who plays with the Nightly Standard, and Tim Vitullo, and a couple local groups around the area as well. So we have a gig coming up on January 5th at Howler's, and then we have another sort of fundraiser in February we're going to play, and we're going to jump into the studio finally in March. We've been trying to do this for near 4 years now, so we're gonna get it done right and move on, as you say.
Well, that's great. Do you have enough songs for what you want to do?
Yeah, we're looking at like an eight or nine track album right now, so should be pretty good.
Excellent. We'll look for Elkhound. And does Ryan play guitar as well?
Ryan's a bass player. Okay. He also plays guitar and drums. He's a jack of all trades.
But for the band, it's
bass.
Him on bass, and you're playing electric mostly, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll look for Chris and band coming up. Howlers, January 5th mm-hmm. is the gig, and you can follow him on Facebook to keep abreast of what's going on in terms of the album. It's probably, I would imagine, at least a year out, or maybe I shouldn't.
We'll see. We're shooting to get it done by Yeah, first weekend of March is tracking, and
we'll hopefully
have it done within a month or so, and then from there, yeah. I mean, we're trying to book over the summer, so
we're
a little late to the game, but we're gonna give it a shot.
Nah, you should be usual as long as you feel you're ready, and you probably have been at it long enough to be able to let go of those songs. I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready for some new material. We've been working up some new stuff. It's just always tough whenever you don't really have a tangible thing and you're trying to, you know, present new material, and then you don't, you know, it's like, well, what are we doing this for? So,
yeah.
You know, that's we're ready to sort of Ziploc this batch of songs together and move on from there. So,
Chris Pott here. We should have time for about three more, I think.
Oh, man, great.
As long as you're okay. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'll keep the tradition of playing sad songs, as most of mine are. This one's called Lonesome. So comes from a little inspiration from Neil Young and Wilco, if you will. So we'll see how it goes.
There's a fair sail of hope, you better get it quick. You take a ride down the path, you see a oh, how it feels to be lonesome. Oh, to be lonesome. I was just a young man, whoa, when I met you. You were filled with fire and smoke. I left you, oh, yes I did. Oh, how it feels to be lonesome. Oh, to be lonesome. Oh, how it feels to be lonesome. Oh, oh.
to be lonesome.
Chris Potts, I'm glad you mentioned Neil Young as you were introducing that, because your song, your voice is really interesting, and you hear a little bit of Neil Young. You've probably heard that before, maybe not.
Yeah. I've gotten Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie before.
Yeah.
I've gotten a little bit of Neil Young. Yeah, I had a hard time coming up being sort of in all the groups that I played in when I was in high school, middle school. It was, you know, sort of foisted into being the guy in the middle, you know, singing and playing, sort of leading the bands. And, you know, growing up and going through those changes and trying to find your voice is never easy. So, and even through college, I never really found my voice. I always thought I should be something else and try to find, you know, sort of pretend, you know. And it wasn't until I just sort of just let it be, you know, and just sing and try not to think about it, and just let it flow. And I just do what I do, trying to not think about it too much.
Yeah, and it's nice when you finally get to the point where you're confident and not that you don't care, but that you're just not going to be troubled by
yeah.
that. You're going to
mm-hmm.
Care about the art and what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and sort of leave those other things be. And a lot – you forget sometimes how difficult it is. I mean, I'm sure you're still conscious of things as you're performing, but how if you're just starting and the mindset most people have is – you know, all eyes are on me, everything I do, you know, any mistake I make, any mistake I think I make
mm-hmm.
or anything I do that wasn't what I intended to do, everybody's going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you realize that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And you can free yourself.
I think creative types are always their biggest critic, as I'm sure you've had lots of experience interviewing
Absolutely.
And doing these things. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, I write myself a lot of complaint letters about me, too. So. Chris Putt here on a cold, snowy morning, icy morning on the last Saturday of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I have another one. Like I said, I've just been perpetually sad for a while, but I got another one called Empty Bottle, and this is real tear in your beer sort of song. So but I'm perking up nowadays. I'm much happier now, so I'm trying to write some happy stuff, but we'll see what happens. I think the sad ones always come through better, but this one's called Empty Bottle, Along the Highway. I'm telling you I ain't good enough. You had it right when you said I've got a bubbled head circling above the clouds and cut off from it all. What was I thinking of when we were drinking on the front porch for the first time? I felt inclined to kiss, but I knew it wrong. Although while you sit here, how I wish you'd throw me out. You should just throw me out. I've got no home in your heart. How I wish you'd throw me out. You should just throw me out. I'm just another empty bottle along the highway. And push comes shove once again. We argue who deserves blame. Self-deprecating thoughts, they're always on the brain. I guess we're just the odd couple again. What was I thinking of? Well, I search the hallways of my mind. I try to lie, say that I was happy all alone. Oh, how I wish. How I wish you'd throw me out. You should just throw me out. Oh, I've got no home in your heart. How I wish you'd throw me out. You should just throw me out. I'm just another empty bottle along the highway. Along the highway.
Chris Potts at the Saturday Light Brigade. I don't often do this, but let's see. You need to know that, let's see, Chris Duranko and Sarah Ann are listening. Danielle sent this lovely, I don't know how well you can see it, this dancing horse-headed person. I'm assuming you must, I hope you know Danielle.
Yeah. She does a lot of good for the local music scene. She has certainly been a champion for Elk Hound and has had us do some of her events. She runs a company where they do sort of like food truck roundups and stuff like that. And Ryan and I have done a lot of duo gigs playing on her events. And one of the ones we'll be doing in February, it was one of the fundraisers I was talking about earlier, was a fundraiser called Cupids and Canines. And I think it's through the Humane Animal Rescue. And she does some work with them. And
Chris and Danielle and Sarah, they've got it down with the memes here. They, I almost have to shut this down because they'll distract me. It doesn't take much.
Oh, they're better
for me.
They're better at the internet than I am, that's for sure.
The best way for people to keep track is your Facebook page.
Yeah, typically we've been amiss of staying on the internet and trying to keep things up and running. We're certainly of the older mindset of you play good music and hopefully people will listen to it. But in this day and age, you gotta stay up on it. And so that's part of the new year's resolution. We made some goals to try to make ourselves more aware of social media presence and taking care of that sort of business as well. So but yeah, the Facebook, and once we get the album all finished, it'll be up on the Bandcamp, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there.
Excellent. Well, it all starts with talent. You clearly have it. You're a
Well,
really good writer.
Well, thank you.
Anybody else in the band writing, or is it mostly?
Ryan also writes, and maybe I'll play another one of his songs now that I think about it.
Oh, sure. We probably are down to our last song. I just want to be sure you close the way you'd like to.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no list whenever I came in here today. I was just trying to get here on time. That was my main goal.
It's my last chance to thank you for being here. I hope you'll come back again sometime.
Oh, of course,
too.
Anytime.
And look for him on Facebook or however you discover people online. It's Christopher Putt on Facebook or Chris Putt, P-U-T-T. New album coming out, hopefully. Late spring, early summer, we'll say.
Yeah.
And Howlers on January 5th, he'll be performing. Mm-hmm. Here he is again.
All right.
The nights when I'm lying awake, the thoughts come like rain pouring down. Words that I wish I could say. When I see your face, they fall to the ground, waiting for some other day. Well, I staggered in through the firing line, looking to settle the score. Wasted, I know, and out of my mind, heartsick and looking for cure. When in your heart took a heavier hand than I was willing to hold. Chasing the skyline, boys in a band, falling with nowhere to go. The nights when I'm lying awake, the thoughts come like rain pouring down. The words that I wish I could say. When I see your face, they fall to the ground, waiting for some other day. Life in the factory, dead on the floor, was better than what I have now. The past closes in as she's closing the door on the best thing that I ever knew. The nights when I'm lying awake, the thoughts come like rain pouring down. The words that I wish I could say. When I see your face, they fall to the ground, waiting for some other day. Waiting for some other day. Waiting for some other day.